Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. Livy currently and Mark Shapiro should be in jail. He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category. I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight.
Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight?
Stay tuned.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. For some reason, we've played the former Papa John's CEO, John Schnatter.
That's a good question.
From WRIB News. I have no idea.
What happened
What happened to his voice?
Yeah, he sounds like
40 pizzas in 30 days.
Yeah, he sounds like
Blob from Giggle Snort Hotel.
Are you doing the Blob?
The Blob.
Oh, don't start with me on the Blob. I do the Blob all the time. I invented the Blob. When you see you meet a certain group of people from Chicago of a certain age, everyone gets together and does a,
that's what he sounds like.
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. It really, we are very thankful for you listening. And thanks to Dustino.
And we need to pat the guy on the bottom who makes almost $25 million a year and make him feel better about himself.
He's known as, you've heard of Baby Yoda, that's Baby Khalil. And our thanks to Kev Bo.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
he lives on pizza. And Ray, bless you, kind sir. Enjoy your
tofurkey.
Yeah.
That call was perfect. It couldn't have been nicer.
He's always nice on the phone. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Gents, how
morning,
are you?
Good morning, guys.
No, the question
fellas.
Is, how are you? It's almost harder to do what you did than what those of us had done. I think Jesse Rogers did it, and I know I did it.
Oh,
back
yesterday?
Back in the day, I read the schedule wrong, and I came in for a Saturday morning show with Dave Baum at 6 a.m. and worked 6 to 10, and then Ron Gleason says, you're not supposed to be on the air until 10. You're doing the midday show with Doug. And I said, okay, I'll just stay and do it. So I did 8 straight hours, which was fine because you're just sort of there. The fact that you interrupted, like you did the morning show.
Took a break. Yeah.
Then did the afternoon show.
And also,
then are here again. I think that's almost
harder. Did you see today's Tribune? There's a story on the front page of the Tribune.
Well, I had to finish that. That gave me time in between the shows to finish that column.
I'm not going to get in between any media wars. But David is now challenging both Lawrence and David Kaplan for hardest working media members. He's part of the conversation.
Is that a mantle?
Closing in on Anthony Herron?
Yesterday, well, Danny was sick. He has laryngitis, so he was out with Mac. And Mac was, looking for a friend. And so he turned to his Ball State buddy, I guess. That was how I ended up here in the afternoon. It was a lot of fun. It went fast. We talked hockey. We talked birthdays. We talked a little bit of everything. We talked bears. Yeah,
I was enjoying it.
Yeah, I caught most of the show, actually. Driving around looking for pumpkin pie, despite the fact that apparently at like three different Mariano's, there were no pumpkin pies.
Hold on.
Yeah,
there's a shortage.
Everyone took them to the bear game.
No.
Yeah. That's a crisis.
It was a crisis. People were milling around the pie area thinking about resurrection and resolution and revolution. It was great. There were no pies. The trucks didn't come. Nobody that they
really
they weren't there.
See, I don't have to worry.
There were no pumpkin pies.
Aunt Joyce is taking care of that. I could put
She's
it in order.
Yeah,
I was saying this morning that I have now got contact stress about your Thanksgiving meal.
Good.
He looks.
You know,
at me.
For the last 2 days, it's all you've been talking about. It's gotten on my nerves now. I'm laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and I'm like, oh my god, I hope Dan gets that.
He looks at me in the meeting
the bird up properly.
And goes, He's at his computer or doing a crossword or something, and he turns his chair around. And he goes, "Okay, listen. Okay, here. Okay, listen." And he pulls his crumpled piece of paper out from his pants pocket. And he's like, "All right, so there's people coming over, and I need, if I have alcohol, I get a bottle of vodka and I get a bottle of bourbon, and if I get limes and lemons and soda and Diet Coke,
you know about
it,
these
right?
things.
That should be fine.
You know,
right?
Because look,
he's
like, I mean, I don't have
possessed,
but we don't have a bar at home." I've got a wine rack, and I'm, you know, my cousin's taking care of the
Look,
beer.
This is his crumpled okay,
you don't have a
paper.
Bar. You mean you don't have like a bottle of booze?
No, we don't.
Not
have
a single bottle.
Not
of booze.
Not a single bottle of booze. We wow. just. I've got.
Remind me never to
beer?
Come to your house.
I've got, well, Brian's bringing the beer, and
I'll tell you what. It looks like prohibition's working.
I've got a full rack of Cameron Hughes wine, so that's not a concern. I've got every varietal
no
under the sun. No, so,
wow.
So I'm
wow, okay. That's a house without gin.
Yeah, that's not,
that's
yes.
really hard to conceptualize.
I don't know what that looks like.
I'm just like, I don't know what that's like.
I got to build
a
bar.
Bottle of gin yesterday.
My wife
drinking
was
drinking less, yeah. winning
you get?
More.
Something fun.
I got a bottle of is it Hendrick's?
Oh yeah,
because it came with a cucumber peeler. So you like make yourself a little
yeah.
gin and soda, and you put a little cucumber in there instead of a lime or anything.
It's a nice
interesting.
Little,
yeah, I like that flavor. It's nice.
Okay, so do I need gin too? Is
might,
vodka
yeah,
okay?
Well,
vodka's fine. Vodka's fine. I mean, it depends on what you prefer. I mean, I would
what
get
do
both.
What do people drink?
But
I don't. They don't. You know, Jews don't really drink. You know, it's that's
what
I got.
The
that's why,
uses
I'm kind of. I'm asking here.
No Gentiles coming to the party. Is that it?
I mean, I don't know. Are we gonna get?
I prefer gin to vodka, but
he's
you know,
drinking in a dugout too.
I no longer drink beer. I have stopped drinking beer
yeah,
a long time
too.
Ago.
Oh yeah, no beer
I
on
drink,
Thanksgiving. That's the rookie mistake. You're
I drink
up too much.
Yeah,
space.
I drink gin with some club soda.
Okay, mm-hmm.
It's better than tonic because tonic's got a lot of carbs in it.
Well, but it's really? Got the quinine, yeah. so it fights off the scurvy.
Right, so you have malaria. You know,
yeah, malaria.
Malaria.
And the scurvy,
yeah.
too, probably
you,
with
you
the
just,
lime.
You just made me miss beer even more now. I just
You don't drink beer.
No, I can't.
You're not
no,
drinking
no.
beer?
No, I'm not drinking
no,
beer.
He doesn't drink
beer.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the Richard Harris interview many, many years ago? I think it was Letterman who was talking to the late, great Sir Richard Harris, who's one of the finest talk show storytellers who's ever lived. And he tells these other Peter O'Toole stories and all that.
Oh, those
and,
are the great.
And he says, like, when they were doing a play together, and in between
oh,
their
yeah.
scenes, they would go across the street and drink, and they would run into each other going back and forth from the bar to the stage. And so Letterman says something. He says, so, but you don't drink anymore. It's like, no, I don't. I don't. It's something I've had to give up. He's like, wow, you don't even drink Guinness? He's like, well, of course I drink Guinness. It's like, well, then, like, yes.
That's not alcohol.
That's a food group.
That's medicinal purpose.
He's looking
to make it.
Yeah, he looked at him like, what? No, of course I drink Guinness. Yeah, come on, that doesn't count as stopping drinking.
I think for a guy like that, it's spirits that just stop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
probably.
I
mean, that's probably the problem.
It gets you into trouble. You end up on a plane.
We did a radio show one time on Cinco de Mayo, and we asked people for their greatest stories from Mexico. And a guy called in and told a story about driving through the middle of nowhere, Mexico. And he and his buddy, they pull over. There's like a 7-Eleven kind of place. And they went in just to try to get some beer because apparently when you were driving in Mexico, you were drinking. And they went in the back, and he said that there was this body kind of over a table. The guy was passed out there. It was the actor Peter O'Toole. He was making Viva Zapata apparently at that time, and had gone missing from the set for a few days, and had passed out in this middle of nowhere alcohol section.
Well, that's when you read the
I love that story because so it's good. Just
well, that's like the
brushes
oral,
with greatness.
The oral history of the making of the Blues Brothers, which I think Vanity Fair did it years ago, and Belushi would just show up at someone's house and pass out on the couch out when they were, what was it, Calumet City, wherever that mall was that they destroyed when they were dumping the cop cars off the hill and all that. And they went through the old mall, and they would film out there, and just Belushi would similarly disappear in costume. And they'd find him. They'd track him down eventually. It's like they couldn't do, you know, Find My Friends app or anything like that.
He
eventually,
just wandered.
He would just
in search of whatever.
In search of whatever. Yeah. And he would show up at some random person's house.
That's
and
sad.
Pass out there.
Funny, like, but sad.
Yep.
My favorite.
Belushi.
I worked with a guy at the Sun-Times who wrote the Bozo show. And apparently, I don't know which Bozo this was, but apparently one of the Bozos
Bob
was
Bell.
Having. No, it was whoever it was. It might not have been him. whoever it was having some marital issues, and he and Cookie had gone on. They went missing. They were on, you know, they were out. So all the writers were called in to search for these guys. And I, in my mind, I always thought of them as like still with the grease paint on, yeah, like sitting at a bar, like smoking. She never loved me. She never. I mean, I just love the idea of a clown struggling through marital
with the giant feet and
shoes. I want to say what I've heard a version of that story. It was Old Town Alehouse.
Where they found him?
Oh, yes, okay. They've on North Avenue. It was like Old Town Alehouse, and they're just like, "Oh, there you are."
Yeah, okay, I heard it was further north.
For hours.
I don't know. Maybe it's not true.
It's a great apocryphal Chicago story, right?
It's wonderful to think of. What have you today?
Well, we're going to have some fun today because not only are we going to get into a little bit of bear stuff. I heard during your show yesterday, I heard you Mark Grody's report when he played that Mitchell Trubisky sound. That I think we've got a little daylight in between coach and quarterback that hasn't existed before that maybe we got to examine. Mike Florio is going to join us at 10. At 10:20, we are going to do something special. It is called Thanks But No Thanksgiving. We are going to hear all of your stories of mishaps and Thanksgiving gone bad or wrong for whatever reason. So get those prepared.
Preparing yourself.
And yes.
I'm girding loins.
Yeah, what's the word? Am I projecting?
You're projecting.
I want to make myself feel better by hearing these stories, saying no matter what happens, it can't be this bad. That's why it's self-serving, but it should be fun. And then Kevin Fishbane at 11. Joe Cowley had some news in the Sun-Times. He's going to join us at 11:20.
Have a good show, guys.
And the story.
See you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.